Welcome, welcome, welcome to the boardroom of transformation. I'm Brian Sarf, the host of this podcast, Successful Chaos, where we help high-achieving wealth creators organize the madness, grow the value, and exit with purpose. Around here, we believe in an abundance mindset, one that multiplies freedom, impact, and legacy. And we're building a wow community, work optional wealth, for those who want more than just success, they want significance. Today, we're going to talk about the origin story of how Successful Chaos came about. Then we're going to talk about the ladder of transformation that we help our clients climb as they drive more value in their life, more purpose. And we really want to work on optimizing those four freedoms of time, money, relationship, and purpose so that the most powerful thing in the world is your time and attention, that you're focused on the freedom of money to do what you want, to have that work optional wealth, the freedom of relationships to work with the clients you want to work with, to work with the teammates you want to work with, the employees, the community, and everything that you serve is those relationships are on purpose. And that purpose is what drives you. That's what fires you up and gets you out of bed every day to go to work and do what you do. But you might find yourself in a little bit of successful chaos, and that's what this podcast is for. Those that have built a phenomenal business and have gotten to a point where they've exceeded their personal abilities and their business is really looking to grow, but boy, do they have some chaos behind the scenes. And that's what we bring to you as strategies to get through it, because you're not alone. You're not the only one that's in chaos with your wealth. It is very common. Even super successful businesses that we talk with that are doing upwards of $100 or $200 million a year have many of the characteristics that we work in our value creation model to conquer some of that successful chaos. I mean, business is successful chaos if it's nothing else. And we have to just learn how to manage it, how to work through it, and how to put some guardrails, and then know when to ask for help when we reach the point. You know, I got to successful chaos. I was working with a gentleman who's a master storyteller. His name is Chris Hare. He has a company called The Storied Future. He's worked for Amazon, Google, and Microsoft as a storyteller for them. And now in this, you know, second phase of his life, he's helping people like me learn how to better tell my story and connect the dots. And last summer, we spent some time together, and he helped me uncover this successful chaos concept that I had been talking about it for a while, but I hadn't connected the dots back to where this all came from. And, you know, when I was a kid, we lived in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, just lived out on Perryville Road in a little neighborhood, fantastic neighbors. We ran free everywhere we went. I rode my bike all over the place. We played fuzzball, kicked the can, all the fun things that we did growing up in the 70s and 80s. But one particular thing was I had my blue BMX bike, and we would ride down to the neighborhood. They had an area where they were supposed to put in a neighborhood pool or a park or something, but it was undeveloped. But behind it was this creek, and we used to go in that creek with our BB gun, and we would go down there and we would go fishing. We would explore the creek. We would go down for miles of, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. We're walking miles. I remember one day we were driving. Mom was driving me in the car and I was riding. And we were a few miles from the house, you know, 6 or 7 miles from the house. And I looked up and I saw a sign and it said World of Honda on Kings Highway in Cape. And I said, oh, I've seen that sign from the creek. And Mom said, what do you mean you've seen it from the creek? And I was like, well, we walk down here through the creek sometimes. We take our skateboard, and they had a massive concrete sewer pipe, and we would go in there and skateboard and all that. And we loved that creek. And we had so much fun playing in there, throwing rocks, shooting BB guns at cans and stuff, and fishing and trying to find the big catfish we were all after. But when it rained, it changed the entire creek, and there would be so much trash and sticks and all this stuff down there in the way that I couldn't wait after the rain ended to get down into that creek. And we would organize it. We would pick all the branches up and throw them out of the creek. We'd pick up all the trash and we would move the rocks and things, and we would keep that creek flowing and running. And looking back on that, it gave me such joy to do that, to have so much fun in that creek, and to have the freedom that my parents gave me to be down there for hours. You know, I'd eat breakfast. We'd eat lunch at, usually skip lunch, or if somebody's mom had it, we'd eat at their house. And then I'd head back for dinner when we had this huge bell. Dad would ring it, You could hear it from across the neighborhood, and I'd come home. But after those rainstorms, we'd go down there and clean that creek up, and we'd organize it, and we would organize the chaos. And through that chaos, we made the creek successful again. And I think of that as today, when I look at my life, I love, and my team loves, and all the strategic partners we work with love really complicated word problems. We love successful chaos, to put our best minds together, to put the best efforts together, to put everything we have into our clients to help them organize, maximize, and make the chaos successful that's in, that's in their world. And I think of that creek as profit, as cash flow. Cash flow is the lifeblood of every business. Every business owner knows that. Cash was king. Cash flow is king. Sorry, I meant to say cash isn't king. Cash flow is king as a business owner. And we want strong cash flow. And when it gets jammed up with trash and sticks and, you know, inefficient projects and not great people, or people in the wrong seats in the business, or working with the wrong supplier, you know, and that of unlocking that value in the business is getting that creek flow and that cash flow flowing through your business. And that's really what we do. You have a creek flowing through your business that's cash flow. And our job with our clients is to go in and open that up and get that flowing free and get it running, whether it's through investments, whether it's through reducing risk, whether it's tidying things up with a good estate plan, whether it's working with a tax attorney to pay less tax to Uncle Sam and keep more of yourself. You know, all those items, whether you're giving to charity and we want to optimize and maximize what you're giving to charity and magnify that growth, that's what we do. And this whole piece of successful chaos came from realizing that it's a core part of who I am. It's a core part of my value that I bring, and the joy of fixing those word problems and getting that creek flowing again for my clients is fantastic. And I want you to know that, you know, if you're in that situation, you're not the only one out there. I talk to people all day long, and we're able to unlock that and fix that and work with it. But just know there's a community out there of wealth creators that you're great at your business of growing it. Let's say that, you know, you're programming computers and cybersecurity. You're great at that, but you didn't go into business to do taxes and HR and money management and accounting and finance and bookkeeping and financial statements and legal and banking and all those fun things. And so society wants every entrepreneur to say, you know, you own the business, so you must have all the answers. Well, the answers are, you just have to know who to call, who to talk to, and have the right people on your team. Sometimes the team that got you to where you are today is not the team that's going to take you forward. And knowing who to connect with, and the network that we have of professionals that we've built over the last 25 years is fantastic. Here in Kansas City and around the United States, we really, really love the team that we've built and the expertise that they can bring to the table. And thank God for one great thing out of COVID was Teams and Zoom video. Being able to meet face to face with people I didn't get to see all the time prior to COVID. Now I get to see through video all the time. And we have experts around the country we work with, and we can dial them in for a meeting, and they can pop in, pop out, and we can stay connected. And it's wonderful. And then you have the freedom to work from anywhere, that I don't have to be in Kansas City to do my work. If I'm out, you know, seeing a client in California or Texas or Minnesota, like, we can just plug in and go. And it's one of the great things that came out of COVID that we really, really like. The signs that you're in chaos is that you're spending way too much time on the back office of your business. You're spending too much time each week doing things that you don't like to do. You know, we talk about a replacement ladder, and the first part of the replacement ladder is you need to take a sheet of paper, okay? Break it up into three columns, A, B, and C. A, write down all the stuff you love. It's the things you're the best at in the business that nobody else can do it better than you. Those are the things you love. Those are the things you're best at. That's in A. In C, write down everything you hate. What are all the things that you hate? Whatever's left over that you're doing goes in B, okay? Then what we work on is, if you're leading the company, right? Most entrepreneurs are their best salesmen, or the best saleswoman right now in their company. And what we want to look at are you doing administrative duties? We need to get those off your plate. Then the next part is, are you doing operational things on a regular basis? We need to get that off your plate to your operations team. Are you working on marketing? Are you working on client service? You really want to be working in sales and leadership. And you want to start from the bottom of that replacement ladder and bring somebody in to help you administratively. And that could be a fractional CFO, a fractional CMO, a fractional COO, just to get some stuff off your plate as you're building your company and growing. And that's what we do. We find those professionals and plug those in to take the things off your plate that you don't like doing, so you can focus on what you're best at and you can drive that top line up. And many of the clients we've worked with, their top line revenue has really taken off whenever they have been able to focus on what they're best at. And it's usually sales and growing the company. Long-term, the goal is how do we duplicate your sales efforts, right? So we can scale your best efforts, find somebody who's as good as or better than you at it. And then you can put leverage into it by borrowing money, bringing in other partners, bringing in, you know, an outside strategic buyer or somebody to be a minority partner to bring some cash into leverage to really rock and roll and get running. And that leads me into the ladder of transformation. And we'll get back to that here in just a minute, but I want to read a little ad I wrote for today. If you don't plan your day, someone else will. And I don't know about you, but I've got too much riding on the line to live in someone else's agenda. Almost every night before I go to bed, I sit down with my phone or a notepad and I write out the top 8 things I want to get done tomorrow. Then I prioritize them. Why? Because when I wake up, my brain isn't spinning. I'm not reacting. I'm ready to go on my list I prioritized the night before. That single habit helped me get out of $165,000 in credit card debt when I began growing my third company. It helped me grow the business, stay focused when everything felt uncertain so many years ago, and get real about the life I wanted to build. Simple things done consistently are what change your life. That's what I teach my clients, and it's how I try to live mine. I'm Brian Sarf, host of the Successful Chaos Podcast. Live today intelligently motivated with an abundance mindset. And if you're a purpose-driven go-getter building wealth and freedom for your family, let's connect. Visit us at IntelliSense.com, IntelliSense.com, or call us at 913-653-8783. So let's come back and talk about the ladder of transformation. So when we work with clients, we want to define your successful chaos and really understand it from your perspective and ask a lot of questions to learn that. And the next thing we want to do then is we want to paint your vision of what does true wealth look like for you in the future. Once we have those two set up of where you are today and where you want to be in the future, then we have to build that transformation, the ladder of transformation that you're going to walk along to close that gap and realize that vision that you have for true wealth. So we start in successful chaos. And successful chaos, as we've talked about many times, it's you have a great front stage and you have a messy backstage. And so we want to define that and really go through that. And we have a values assessment that if you're interested to go through to see from a buyer's perspective how they see your business, you can click on the link for the values assessment and you can take that quiz, and it's located here on the podcast page on our website, and you can take that quiz and see what a buyer thinks about your business and how much value you have. The next thing we work on is called organizational fitness. So organizational fitness is what kind of culture do you have? Do you have a strong culture or a weak culture? Is it being built on purpose or by accident? How are you attracting employees to your company? How are you able to retain the employees you want? Are you incentivizing them? Are you building scalable systems in your company? Do you have processes and procedures and systems in place to really, really get your business rocking and rolling? And the next is value acceleration. That's where we really begin to build value creation for a business and driving a phenomenal upside growth in not only revenue, but business value. And that's what we're really after. And so we want to make sure we've got some systemized operations in place that the brand that you're representing to the marketplace, that it equals your client experience. We want to be sure you're making data-driven decisions. And you have KPIs and metrics and following a system like EOS, so there's many out there that you can use, but following a system that you're using in your business of with your board of directors, with your team, how often you meet, what your short-term goals are, your medium-term goals, your quarterly goals in the EOS system are called ROCs, that you have alignment from your vision for the long haul, that you're coordinating within your company, and you're also communicating that out to the community. Because when you say it aloud and you commit to it, of what you're going to work for and what you're after, you begin attracting those things that you're really looking for in your business. And then we want to go through, as I mentioned earlier, that you want to be able to scale your business, and then you really want to leverage that growth and get it running. And that's what our goal is to really get that value creation cranking for our clients. You know, and it reminds me of a story. I talk to clients about turning the crank. It's not inexpensive to go through this work in money and time and commitment and putting the effort into it for you, for your team, for everybody to drive this value creation. And what I found with so many business owners is that if they're just able to turn that crank one more time, whether they're able to increase their value of their company or they're able to increase the multiple, the real beauty is when we can do both, when we can drive value and drive the multiple, because as you hit certain levels of EBITDA, that's a fancy word for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, that when you can get EBITDA up to 2, 3, 5, 10 million, when you begin to hit those levels, the multiples go up and the company's worth a heck of a lot more at 5 million EBITDA than it was at 3, than it was at 2, than it was at 1. And so we want to drive not only value, but also that multiple. And the value in your company is not just finances. There's also the intangible capitals. And we talked a little bit about those last time, and I'll talk some more later. The intangible capitals of human capital, of social capital, and of client capital that you have in your business, and structural capital that you have. Then the next level as you're value creating is, what's your long-term leadership transition plan? If you want to sell the business, in the beginning, you want to be indispensable. You want to be in everything. But when you get to the point where you want to start bringing in another leadership team and you want to start reducing the hours you're working, and maybe you're thinking about doing an exit plan or a succession plan with your company, you want to have a leadership transition plan years in advance so you can put that plan in place to get that ready. And so we want to make sure that if you're doing a succession plan, your successors are ready to go. If you're going to sell the company, that you have a committed leadership team that are going to stick around for a while after the sale to make sure the business is still running. And you'll stick around usually for 6 months to 2 years after a sale. And you want to make sure you've got phenomenal trust with your team, your clients, with your community, with your employees, with everybody. And that's really important in that leadership transition phase, because ownership of a company doesn't equal leadership. Ownership can be bought or inherited. Leadership's earned. You earn that through who you are and what you do, the values you have in your company, the culture you're building in that, and that's really important in that leadership transition. And there needs to be a plan for that, that you begin to step away from some of the decisions, some of the meetings, some of the responsibilities, and start to hand those off. And that's hard for a lot of driven entrepreneurs to give up control, because they're like, but they don't do it like me. They don't do it as great as I do. Well, 80% done by somebody else is pretty freaking awesome. And then we just work on that 20% over time to hone it in and drive it in. The next is ownership transition. And we help clients with that ownership transition of whether it's a succession plan to their family or it's to an outside third party that we're working with. We have to make sure in that company are the goals aligned and the ownership aligned on where the company's headed, that we have tax smart structures in place. Are we set up as the right type of corporation? Are we taxed the right way? Do we have that set up to reduce our liability, to reduce our risk? And then we make the decision. Are you going to sell to your heirs? Are you going to sell part of it to the heirs and then you're going to let them inherit the rest? Are you going to sell it all to a third party, a portion of it? A lot of clients today sell the company to a third party and they take some of those proceeds and reinvest them back in the business, and they have a minority ownership piece of 10, 20, 30% of the company, so that when it's sold down the line, they get a second bite at the apple. And sometimes that second bite can be a lot more than the first one, and really rewarding if you have the right company that's really scaling and running. And all of this is in line with living an amazing life of significance. You know, all the entrepreneurs I talk with, when they set up a company, they want to do it to solve a problem in the world or a wrong they saw at another company. And they want to really provide freedom for themselves, for their family, for everybody on their team, for their whole list of suppliers and vendors and their clients and the community around them. And they envision that as living an amazing life of significance. And I say significance, not success. Success is about power, money, and control. Significance is where you can step back and empower others. You're humbled through your efforts. You're blessed in what you've built, and you're giving back to your community through your time, through your money, through your resources, through charity. Then you're creating that ripple effect that's going to be felt for generations. In your family, you're passing along your values, not just money. You're teaching the next generation what you've learned, the life lessons, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and share that with them. Put it in writing, put it on video. Use ChatGPT to help you refine your story. I mean, maybe you're a rambler and it's hard to get everything down at one time. Well, you can talk to ChatGPT on your computer and you can ramble into that sucker as much as you want. You can type just ridiculously. You didn't have to make any sense. Just go. Don't worry about editing. Don't worry about grammar. Chat will fix it. I use the $20 version a lot, and it's amazing. And you can ramble through some things and put a lot of thoughts in. You can build your own custom GPT in it. It's fantastic. I'll talk about AI on a future podcast, but you can use that for your personal wealth, for your family, legacy that you're going to leave. You can use it for your business. It's already changed the world, and it's going to change it so much more. But in that amazing life of significance, we want the freedom to make work optional. So we don't want to just have financial independence and be debt-free, but you want to be work optional, that you have enough money saved that you can do what you like when you like, and you're working because you love it, not because you have to. And that puts you in a position of power to make decisions that, well, this client's kind of a jerk. I don't really want to work with them. Or, you know, I've put up with so-and-so in my company for so long. I'm just going to let them go. We'll find somebody else. I want to do different things in my life. I want to volunteer with different organizations. But you're doing things on purpose because you have the money and you don't have to do things for money. You are doing it because you love it. You love the team, the clients. That is the freedom of making work optional. It is a powerful place. The transformation I've seen in my clients when they become work optional is absolutely amazing. But that's the ladder of transformation. And I really wanted to go in depth on that because it's the foundation of what we do, what we're committed to. It's what I love to do. It's what I've been put on this earth is to figure this out. And so I'm fired up that you're here. I'm fired up you're going to tune in week after week. You know, we'll have some great guests and things that we'll start feeding in as well. But really enjoy spending this time with you. And I'm excited for you to learn from what I've learned in my life. And I'm not here saying what I did is the best. My hope is that I can help somebody who's a couple steps behind me. And I'm just sharing what's worked for me, what I've found in the world, what I've filtered through to make a great impact. So let's make the second half of your life the most powerful chapter yet. Your amazing life of significance. Let me read that again. Let's make the second half of your life the most powerful chapter yet. Your amazing life of significance starts here. I'm Brian Sarf, and this is Successful Chaos.